cut it nice, we'll cut it fast. We'll cut your hair and give it class. So let us have your head a while. Tony's can give it real good style. So why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Kenneth Connor, Jan Hunt, and Frank Coda.
Good of you to fit me in, Tony, when you're busy with another customer.
It's all right.
I thought Maisie'd be here, you know.
She should be here. It's not like a Maisie.
Here, Tony, I'm ready.
Momento.
She's probably gone off after another job.
What do you say? She wouldn't do that to Tony, would she?
Here, Tony, the buzzer's gone.
Okay, see. Scusi, I gotta go and see to Mrs. Watson.
I don't know how you can do two customers at a time.
He can't.
See, it's no bigger problem.
Well, it's the first time you've tried to put a blue rinse in my moustache.
Hey, let me see. Mamma mia. What are you doing with that for? That's for Mrs. Watson. Aye.
What is it?
Nothing. I just covered your hair with shaving cream. I get it off. It's no problem.
Look, Tony, you finished with me?
No. I gotta trim your sideboard.
Yeah, I think I'll come back for that. Where you're going this morning, I'll end up with him in curlers.
I'm sorry, huh?
It's all right, Tony. Not your fault you're short-handed.
Oh, you're missing Hector, aren't you, Tony?
Si. It's right.
Here you are, then. £1.20. Oh, and another 20 for the blue rinse, eh? I'll come in next week, all right?
Si. And I, Tony Fucetti, will give you the full workings.
No, just trim my sideboards, okay?
Okay.
See you, Tony.
Si. Arrivederci. Whew. Now, Mrs. Watson, I finish you off, huh? Anyway, you know, after I done you, I shut up the shop.
Oh, business isn't that bad, is it?
No, it's not forever. You see, today we see all the peoples for the new assistants.
Oh, so that's why you're in a bit of a panic this morning.
Me? I'm not in a panic, I'm just busy, not in the panic.
Morning, Tony.
Hey, Maisie, where you been all day?
Hey?
I've been dashing here, dashing there. I've been running off my feet all of the day.
It's only 10:30.
Well, it seemed like all of the day.
But you said I could come in a bit later this morning.
I did? It's one of those days, huh?
Now, don't worry, Tony. You relax. I'll finish Mrs. Watson.
No. You go and put up the shut up the shop sign, huh?
All right.
Okay. Oh, Maisie. I'm sorry I shout. You forgive Tony, huh?
Of course.
Hey. The Maisie, she's a good girl, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you didn't say. You got many people coming for that job.
Two.
Hey, that's not many.
It's because we're in Kentish town. All the hairdressers, they want to go down to the West End and work for the Vidal. They don't want to know about the Kentish town. Now, then let's have a look. Hey, it look nice, eh? Okay, it's all done.
Oh, thanks, Tony. How much do I owe you?
That's £7.
Oh, here you are.
Grazie.
Well, I'll be off then. See ya. Bye.
Arrivederci.
Here, Tony. Hmm? I don't suppose she caught sight of our little visitors while she was here.
What the visitors?
You know, the four-legged ones with the furry noses.
The mices. No, there's no sign of the mouses in the salon, thank you goodness.
You don't think they've gone?
No, but hey, I go down to the basement this morning. I heard them all squeak, squeak, and they beat the potter of the little feet. It's bad.
Funny how they suddenly appeared in it.
Well, it's since that Chinese takeaway are closed down. No, the mouses had the choice. On the one side, the basement of my salon. On the other is the pet shop with all those cats. Which would you choose?
Yeah. but if word gets round that we've got mice, our trade will fall right off.
Don't worry, Maisie. Look, I fix it, eh? I've been to the council, and today they're going to send a man. He's called a pest exterminator.
What? I think you mean the pest exterminator.
Sure. They're sending this man this afternoon to take care of the mouses.
What with him and the interviews, we're not going to do much hair cutting today.
See, that's why I decide to shut up the shop.
What time are the people coming about the job?
Oh, very soon. One is come 11 o'clock. His name is Mr. Green. And half past is come Miss Aloy.
I ain't half nervous. I've never done an interview before. I don't know what to ask.
You don't have to ask anything you don't want. Anyway, all of the questions I write down in case we both forget.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I got them on this piece of paper. Okay?
Uh-huh.
First, 1 pound of gorgonzola. The 3 packets of spaghetti.
They're funny questions.
It's the shopping list. My mama's gone shopping with my questions. She's gonna go into the grocers and ask the man how long he's been doing it. Does he like doing it, and why does he want to do it? Hey!
Your mum's in for an interesting day. Hello?
What?
No, don't turn round. There's an old bloke outside peering in the window. Poor old chap. He's putting on his glasses.
Hey. You don't reckon?
No. Oh, I don't know, though. He's coming in.
Mamma mia.
Is this the hair salon?
Si. Mr. Green?
Pardon?
Mr. Green?
We are now. My name's Green.
Buongiorno, Mr. Green.
I've come for the job.
See, if you'd like to sit down, please.
What?
Would you like to...
Just a minute.
What?
If you don't mind, I'll just sit down. That's me legs, you know.
He's dead.
Look, it don't matter. We give him the chance. Now, Mr. Green. Mr. Green.
Oh, no, I caught the 43 bus.
Oh, blimey.
Actually, what I want to know is this job. Is there a future, you think, for me here?
Are you all right, Mr. Green?
I'm younger than I look.
See?
Yes, sprightly. Fit, you know. Gosh, I was tough as nails.
Mr. Green, what experience have you had?
I suppose you're wondering what experience I've had.
See, where have you been before?
What?
Where were you before?
Oh, no. Oh, I was outside in the street. And then I come in.
Look, Mr. Green, we let you know.
Well?
When we decide.
I'll tell you what now.
Si.
I'll let you know when I decide. I got this other job I've been to see him about, you know. But it's a job for a steeplejack. I'm very good up a ladder.
Gordon Bennett.
So I'll be offering. You'll be hearing from me.
Oh, stone me.
Well, what do you think?
You're the boss. What do you think?
I think the other applicant has got the job. It looks like it's going to be Miss Saloy.
She could be in a worse state than him.
Nobody could. Now, look, miss, I think we need the coffee, eh? Before Miss Alloy. Put the kettle on, please.
Right. Good morning.
I'm sorry, madam, we're closed today.
This is Tony's unisex hair salon.
See?
Of course. That strong profile. That proud head. Yes, you must be Tony Fuchetti.
Well, it's hardly likely to be the North Thames gas board.
And this must be your junior assistant.
This is amazing.
the senior assistant.
Really? Well, we shall see, shan't we, when we've discussed the job.
Oh, you are Miss Alloy.
Allure. Miss Allure. But please, call me Denise.
Denise. But you are early.
Well, you know what they say. The early bird always catches the worm.
Not if I can help it.
What a lovely place you have here.
Yeah, and it's respectable.
Look, Miss Allure.
Denise, please.
Denise.
Oh, I just love the way you say that. It's so, so continental.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I see.
Well.
Look, have you been hairdresser long?
Never.
Never?
But I'm eager to learn, and I'm sure I could learn so much under you.
See? But the job is not for training. I'm looking for someone with experience.
Oh, I've had lots of experience. I can promise you your clients will be delighted with the way I handle them.
Mamma mia,
I can assure you would notice a big change in your business if I came here.
Not half we would.
Look, Miss Alloy, Denise, I have the other applications.
Oh, I understand. You do have to think it over. But when you do, think of me and what I have to offer.
See.
I look forward to hearing from you.
See.
Goodbye.
Maisie, what do you reckon?
I reckon I'd rather have old Mr. Green. At least he wouldn't seduce the customers. I mean, the way she was going after you.
Oh, come on. She had one or two good points, eh?
I noticed. And she made sure you noticed them as well.
Hey, Maisie, come on. It's not like you.
She's all wrong for the salon. The place would end up like a massage parlor. If you're honest, you'd admit it.
What's the alternative, eh? It's a Mr. Green.
I know it's difficult, Tony.
Hey.
You know, there'll never be another Hector.
No. It's true.
Good morning. Oh, my name's Stanley Carthorpe, and I'm here concerning the vacant position.
The position?
The vacant position as hairdresser. Didn't the job centre telephone you about me?
No. Scusi.
Yeah.
Hello? This is Tony's. The what? Oh, si. He's here. Grazie. That was them.
Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it? I mean, civil service inefficiency. Do you know, I can walk here faster than they can pick up the telephone.
See, si. Well, Mr.
Carthorpe. Stanley Carthorpe, yes. FMLAH.
FMLAH, what's that?
Founder member, Liverpool Academy of Hairdressing.
See? Well, I'm Tony Fuchetti, and this is the Maisie White.
How do you do?
So, Mr. Cawthorpe...
Just a moment. So, see? Yeah, look, I'd just like to cast an eye over your amenities.
Eh?
Well, you wash basins. I mean, I'd like to have a look at them, you know.
Oh, well, please do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you understand, don't you? I mean, I couldn't work in a place with dirty wash basins.
No.
Oh, let's have a look then. Yeah, not bad. Uh-huh, yeah.
What?
Am I mistaken, or is that a strand of hair?
Where? The way?
Where?
But it's a wrap around the plug hole.
Ah, well, you know what they say, don't you? You can judge a hairdresser by his plug hole.
I never hear that. Now, Mr.
Yes, do you know, there was one position I applied for in Manchester, but I couldn't take it. No, the grime on those wash basins. Oh, it was so thick, they used to bag it up and sell it as fertilizer.
Mamma mia.
Oh, yes, that wasn't for me, yes. Do you know, they used to say that you could eat your dinner off Stanley Cawthorpe's wash basin.
See, now, excuse me, what I want
to ask... Well, let's have a look at your sitters. Oh, yeah, well, not bad, not bad. I have me own, of course. I mean, finest steel, you know, sharpened and weighted to me own specification, like, you know.
Come on, Tony, ask him some questions. It's supposed to be us interviewing him.
Oh, see, okay. Now, Mr. Cawthorpe.
Yes, all in all, not a bad little salon. As they say, a neat salon is an efficient salon, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
And an efficient salon is a happy salon.
See?
Yeah, yes, you see, there you are. You're laughing already, aren't you? That's a good, that's a very good sign, right? Yeah. Now, there are one or two things that you need to know about me. I'll come straight to the point. First, I come from Liverpool.
No.
Ah, yes, well, I thought you'd be impressed. Now, secondly, I am one of the best hairdressers in the world.
See?
And while I have cut most of my hair in Liverpool, I've also cut hair all around the world for the last 45 years.
Cool.
You know, during the war, I did short back and sides in the Western Desert, put in basins in the jungles of Malaya, and since then, on Saturday afternoons, with Liverpool playing Everton at Anfield. And if you can cut her there, you can cut her anywhere.
Excuse me, Mr. Crawford.
Yes, miss.
When did you leave Liverpool?
You never leave Liverpool, love. It stays with you.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it seems to me you run a clean and tidy salon.
Grazie.
Yes, it's a small salon. I like that, you know. I like that. Yes, you can get to know people like
that. It's true, see?
Yeah, so I suggest I give you a week's trial starting Monday.
A week's trial?
Well, I mean, I've got to be fair to you, haven't I? I mean, see if I can get on with your clientele. Right, so now that's settled, I'll be off. Right, all then. See you Monday. 9 o'clock sharp.
Ta-da. Well, you reckon we got her the job?
Well, if his hairdressing's as impressive as his mouth...
Well, he sounds good.
Anyway, we ain't off meeting some characters today. I can't wait to see what that pest exterminator's going to be like.
Hello, I'm Percy Pruitt, pest exterminator from the council.
Bella, Bella.
No, not Bella, Percy.
Okay, it's so good to see you.
Yes, yes. I always get a cheery welcome, you know, wherever I go.
See, I tell you, me and Maisie is driven mad by the mouses.
The other day, I was doing a perm, and one jumped into the curlers. I nearly wrapped it round this woman's hair.
I know. Where are they?
They're down in the cellar now. Come on, eh? It's this way.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's creepy down here, isn't it? I don't like cellars, you know.
I'd have thought you got used to them in your job.
Oh, no. Bring me out in goose pimples. Well, where are your mice?
Over there.
See? See?
Oh, yes, that's where they're living. In that little hole in that brick. Terraced accommodation. Oh, look at their little smiling faces.
See?
You can tell they're happy, can't you?
Yes. Yeah. You put a stop to it. Get out your mousy traps and bing, bing, get rid of them.
No.
What?
I'm sorry, but... I can't.
You haven't forgotten to bring your traps.
No, shh, no, I mean... Well, you see...
Hey, yes. What's the whispery for?
I don't want them to hear. They're very sensitive, you know.
You don't want them to hear what?
Well, I can't kill them.
Yeah, what? What? What do you mean you can't kill them?
Because I love them. Poor little miss. Oh, look at their little faces. They trust me. How can I betray that trust?
But you are the pest, the exterminator. That's your job. You kill the mouse.
I can't help it. Can't have their deaths on my conscience.
We're meeting them all today, Tony.
Look, Mr. Thing, I don't care about your conscience. What about these mice everywhere? How do you expect me to keep my salon open?
Well, you won't be able to. The council won't allow it.
What do you mean?
They'll close it. It's a health hazard with all those mice.
But that's why you're here, to get rid of them.
Yes, but I can't do it.
What about my salon?
I don't... Never. I tell you what, today's Thursday. I'll give you till Monday. I'll come back then before you close.
What good will that do?
Well, perhaps the mice will have gone away by then, found a new home or something. If they have, then I can tell the council your saloon is no longer a health hazard.
But say the mice don't want to go, eh? They're onto a good thing. They got rent-free accommodation.
Well, then I'll just have to report to the council.
But they closed me down.
I know. It's a cruel world, isn't it?
I don't believe this. It's either me or the mouses.
Well, I must be going. I've got some cockroaches to see in the Bath Road. I like cockroaches best of all, you know. Goodbye. Please. Don't be too hard on the little thing.
Don't be too hard. This is a madness. I've got a good mind to put his stupid head in the mouse traps.
How are we going to get rid of him before Monday?
We can't. If we could, I wouldn't have called in the council in the first place. Ay, 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 ay.
And with Stanley starting at the same time. What a fine start to a new job. Work one day, and then the place gets closed down the next.
Aye. There you are, madam. It's all done.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Now, how much do you owe you?
£6.50.
Oh, here you are.
Grazie.
Here, Tony, what's your new bloke's name?
It's a Stanley Cawthrop. He's from Liverpool.
Oh, I've been watching him. The way he styles, that's very smart. And look at the way he's got his scissors and combs all laid out in a neat row.
See, it's just like the sturgeon.
A sturgeon's a fish?
Huh? Oh, yes, you know, one of those people who cut you up and take bits out of you.
Oh, aye, the tax man.
No, a sturgeon, a dottore.
Oh, aye, yes, he cuts hair very delicately. You know, Tony, it's a real pleasure to watch him.
See, he's magnifico.
Aye, and he's very good as well. Oh, well, I'll be seeing you.
Arrivederci.
Well, nearly 5:30, the end of my first day.
How'd you like it?
Not bad, not bad. No, you two shaped up very well, yeah. I thought some of your clientele could do with a wash and brush up.
Hey, it's nearly shut up the shop time.
Hello, it's me again.
Percy Pruitt, pest exterminator.
Pest exterminator?
How are the little dears?
Shh.
Bless their little furry whiskers.
Shut up and get out.
Furry whiskers?
See, look.
Can I? Oh, good.
Get out before I exterminate you.
Well, really, people like you don't deserve mice.
Goodbye.
Mice? In this shop?
We were going to tell you, and we didn't want to spoil your first day.
Which could also be your last day.
The council are going to close us down as a health hazard.
Well, I should think so, too. I mean, mice in a hair salon. Good heavens, it's like having hair cream in a comb. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not working in the same place as mice.
Oh, just when we find you, Stanley, we lose you, eh?
No, you don't lose me. Oh, no, no, son, no, no, you lose the mice.
What?
You leave this to Stanley Cawthorpe. Now, Maisie, you lock up the shop, and me and Tony are going to sort this out.
There they are. In that corner.
Right. Now, here's what you do.
See?
Now, yeah, right. Now, make a noise like a mouse.
Huh?
Oh. Come on, squeak.
Why?
Well, we have to lull them into a false sense of security, you see. Let's hear. Come on.
Okay.
Oh. Is that the best you can do?
Look, I'm a hairdresser, not the Percy Edwards, eh?
Oh, well, I suppose that'll have to do. Go on, keep squeaking.
That's right.
And lay on the floor.
What for?
Well, look, I know about my son. Keep squeaking and lay on the floor.
It's a trick. You tread on me.
I won't tread on you. Or I will if you don't lay on the floor.
Okay. I lay on the floor. There. But no funny business.
Keep squeaking.
Okay.
Right. Here they come.
Mom, Mia. That's a big mouse.
That's Maisie coming down the stairs. Now, keep squeaking.
Okay.
Here, what's happened?
Shh, quiet, quiet.
The mice haven't attacked Tony, have they?
No, it's all part of the Cawthorpe plan. You see, they're coming nearer to Tony now. You see that? Now, the next step is this spray.
What is it?
It's a knockout spray. Always keep one on me person. As I said, it worked in some very funny places.
You're not going to spray that near me, eh?
Oh, shut up, will you? Just keep squeaking.
I think there's a mouse looking up on my nose.
Right, here goes. There we are.
Oh, look at the little things. They're all dead.
No, they're not dead, I don't think, no.
Tony, it's all over. You can get up now. Tony? Tony? Tony?
Oh, he'll be all right. You just look after him, will you? I'll deal with the mice. Look, hand me that sack.
Oh, mamma mia. What a thing to go through, eh? All of these mouses, crawling all over me. I feel like a piece of a cheese.
At least they've gone. The council won't be able to close us down now.
See, it's a big relief.
Well, that's the mice sorted out for you.
Hey, Stanley, you haven't killed them, eh?
Well, you wanted rid of them.
Oh, the poor mouses, with the little furry whiskers.
Yeah, well, if you want them back, I can go and get them for you.
Why? What'd you do with them?
Well, it seemed to me there's only one place for them. A place where they could have a good home and be well cared for. So that's what I did.
You mean they're not dead?
No. I took them to the council offices and left them in Percy Pruitt's office. Well, I mean, you know, if he likes mice so much, he's got four dozen of his own now.
Exactly. That's brilliant. Oh, yeah. Mamma mia. Hey, Maisie. We got a genius working for us as well as the brilliant hairdresser. Yeah. Stanley.
Yeah?
Welcome to Tony's. Oh,